It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, February 25th, 2015. On this date, 65 years ago, the fledgling American television industry launched one of the most important projects of its golden age, Your Show of Shows, a live 90-minute variety program that aired weekly from February 25, 1950 through June 5, 1954. Its featured performers and principal creative talent were Sid Caesar and Imogene Coca. Other regulars included Carl Reiner and Howard Morris. Morris was a brilliant writer, director, and comic who endeared himself to millions as Ernest T. Bass on The Andy Griffith Show in the 1960s. Reiner, the father of actor-director Rob Reiner, is still going strong at 92. Sid Caesar, who had top billing on the show, was considered a sketch comic and actor rather than a stand-up comedian. He also relied more on eccentric body language, exotic accents, and bizarre facial contortions than dialogue alone. Unlike slapstick comedy, which was standard on early TV, just think Milton Berle in a dress, Caesar's style was considered avant-garde in the 1950s. He conjured up ideas for an endless variety of scenes and used writers to flesh out the concepts and create the dialogue. Among the writers who wrote for Caesar early in their careers were Mel Brooks, Neil Simon, Larry Gelbart, Carl Reiner, and Woody Allen. Sid's was the show to which all comedy writers aspired. It was the place to be, said television legend Steve Allen. Caesar's subjects included satires of real-life events and people, and parodies of popular films, theater, other television shows, and opera. But unlike other comedy shows at the time, the dialogue was considered sharper, funnier, and more adult-oriented. He was best known as one of the most intelligent and provocative innovators of television comedy, who some critics call television's Charlie Chaplin, and the New York Times refers to as the comedian of comedians from TV's early days. Honored in numerous ways for over 60 years, he was nominated for 11 Emmy Awards and won twice. He was also an accomplished saxophonist and author of several books, including two autobiographies. His co-star, Imogene Coca, was 14 years older and was born in Philadelphia in 1908. Starting out in vaudeville as a child acrobat, she studied ballet and wanted a serious career in music and dance, graduating to decades of stage musical revues, cabaret, and summer stock. In her 40s, she began a celebrated career as a comedian in television, starring in six series, and she made guest appearances on successful programs for over 50 years. She possessed a rubbery face capable of the broadest expressions. Life magazine compared her to Beatrice Lilly and Charlie Chaplin and further observed, "The trouble with most comedians who try to do satire is that they are essentially brash, noisy, and indelicate people who have to use a sledgehammer to smash a butterfly. Miss Coca, on the other hand, is the timid woman who, when aroused, can beat a tiger to death with a feather." Your Show of Shows set a standard for TV variety entertainment that was carried on for decades by Ed Sullivan, Dean Martin, Johnny Carson, the Smothers Brothers, Dan Rowan and Dick Martin, the Muppets, Saturday Night Live, and the incomparable Carol Burnett, all of whom acknowledged the irreplaceable legacy of Sid Caesar and Imogene Coca. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 25th. 2015. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.